the Jody Seeley Show podcast. On the show this week, my guest is Rocky View County's firefighter lieutenant and also the co-founder of Project All In. Greg Scully is with us, but we will refer to him as Scully for the rest of the conversation because it's just easier. How are you, my friend?
I'm not doing too bad, Jody. How are you doing?
Well, we're hanging in there one day at a time through this crazy COVID world we have.
Absolutely. It feels like Groundhog Day almost every morning.
Yeah. Well, being a firefighter, you would be considered essential services. So you've been probably working as per usual through this time frame-ish.
Yeah, absolutely. Just been working as normal. Fortunately, you know, just doing what we do, going to MVCs, fires, car accidents, medical calls, whatever you name it, just continuing our line of service and really working on trying to maintain the best service we possibly can in these times and to the, you know, to everybody in Rocky View County as that we possibly can.
Well, and I thought you would be an incredible guest to have this week because it happens to fall in the same time frame is that it's Emergency Preparedness Week across the country, and it's also Canadian Mental Health Week. So I thought, who could you talk to that covers both areas in one week? And that would be you with your work with Project All In and your work as a firefighter. So welcome to this crazy double prong show.
No worries. I remember going back with you, Jody, so I'm used to anything that you throw at me.
That's very good. Now, I thought we'd focus a little bit more on the Mental Health Week sort of perspective, because I've been wanting to chat. You've been on my list for quite some time since you started the creation of something called Project All In, and I've been really excited to chat with you ever since, and I've sort of really followed and watched this initiative grow over the last, gosh, it's got to be just over a year now, I think, maybe even longer.
Yeah, not much over a year. November 18th, 2018 is when we, when Chad and myself and Ryan were paddling down the Bow River in Canmore, and the idea came to life. So just a little over, like I said, it's been about a year and a half now since we started from the thought process to today.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. So congrats on continuing to move this forward. And we'll bring people up to speed if they haven't heard of Project All In. So the idea that started while paddling is what exactly, Scully?
So Project All In, as being the co-founder, I'm not going to steal Chad's idea. It was truly Chad's idea from the start for the coin. And when we were paddling down the Bow River, on our stand-up paddleboards, you know, Chad was with myself and another firefighter, Ryan Fowler, out of Calgary. And he basically turned to us and he said, I've got an idea. I want to reinvent the challenge coin. And I said, okay, you know, float it past us and let's see what we got here. And so basically what we did was Chad said he wants to have a tactical tool that makes it easier for first responders, and not only firefighters, but EMS, military, police, tow truck drivers, doctors, nurses, lawyers, anybody that deals with first response, to have a tool to be able to say, I need help. When you're at the end of your rope and you really don't know what to say or how to say it, when you're contemplating suicide. And what led up to that was Chad and I, that was November 18th, but since September up to that time, we basically had a bunch of friends that had died and completed suicide. And so we were texting each other back and forth, and then Chad started putting on his thinking hat and really started thinking, and that's when he put the idea past us. And so with that said, that was on a Thursday. Friday morning, I called Chad and I had a piece of blank white paper and I said, okay, let's design this coin. Let's get it done. And so we did it. And on Monday morning, we had the coin minted and designed. And we went to work. And like Jody said, like you said, it's a year and a half now. And I got 2,500 coins sitting in my garage ready to be delivered and sent out right now. And with when I told Kennedy, who's been helping us out on the project while she's been going to university, my daughter, I said, when we hit 500 coins, that is 10,000 coins that we have actually sent out to 9 different countries, basically around the world, to first responders everywhere that we possibly can. And it hasn't stopped. The momentum just keeps going.
Kind of surreal at the end of the day.
It is. It's absolutely, absolutely nuts. I would have never imagined in a million years if somebody had come up to me and said, hey, you're going to have 10,000 coins go out the door. With regards to this project, I would have been, not a chance at all. When Chad and I first started out, we wanted to take care of 2 different departments. We wanted to take care of Rocky View County Fire and actually Canmore Fire, where I used to be a firefighter. And so we were figuring maybe 300 coins. And I think we blew that out of the water just by a little bit.
Just a smidgen. Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to the idea of a coin, if someone's not familiar, there's a, I don't know, would you call it a tradition, the challenge coin in the firefighter world? Like if we're really on the outside listening in, what's a challenge coin?
Yeah, so basically we use the term challenge coin. Sorry for the video jumping around here a little bit. I don't have a selfie stick or a tripod or anything right here, so I'm holding it up with my hand. Yeah, I need to hire one of my kids to get out here and hold on to it. But anyways, basically the tradition of a challenge coin actually is kind of funny. I got to go back a little bit in the story too, because when Chad and I and Ryan were on the water that day in November, I actually said to Chad after he had brought the idea forward, I said, you know what, Chad, it's kind of funny because you bring it up that you want to reinvent the challenge coin. And actually, we're not reinventing the challenge coin. The challenge coin, actually, one of the stories that came out of this challenge coin is that a commander gave his pilots a coin, a token, before one of their missions. And when this one pilot was actually shot down over enemy lines, he had one piece of identification, and that piece of identification that actually tied him to who he was his coin. So early on, his coin actually saved his life. And so when we look at the big picture, coin actually saved a pilot's life, which is actually really cool and really awesome. So that's, I told that story to Chad, and I said, you know, Chad, I said, really, to be quite honest with you, you're just going back to the roots of a coin. So fast forward to today and the last little while, challenge coins have been quite famous with, you know, military, Navy SEALs, police, EMS, to have a coin that's is a symbol of who you are and who you belong to. So, and it does tie into drinking games, and we've actually been criticized only a few times. I can count it actually on one hand in the year and a half that we've been going, that we've been criticized for actually talking about mental health in one category and then bringing a challenge coin in another category and bringing those two together. And we're like, no, you're missing the point. It's not a challenge coin. It's not currency. What it is a call for help if you need to have the coin. You know, if you need to use the coin for help or what have you. And there we go. I just dropped my phone.
That's okay. Jeez. You're keeping it real. I like it.
Totally. So anyways, having that, it basically is one of those things where a challenge coin resembles who you are and where you come from. So it's something that we definitely Chad and I put a lot of thought into it when we were building out the coins, the coin and building it out. And there's a lot of thought that actually went into it, who we built it for and why we built it and how we built it.
And so the coin, the challenge coin version, really was a part of the bond that you guys have as a team, guys and gals, when I say guys, the kind of the joke or sort of the challenge behind it was if you called somebody and they didn't have their coin, was whether it would be the drinking thing or the whatever, the fun piece of it.
And that's exactly it. It's I've had challenge coins in the past, but the department that really honed in on my challenge coin livelihood was Canmore Fire. When I was there, whether it be on a call, after a call, during training, you carried your coin, you duct taped your coin to your forearm if you had to, because if you got a challenge, you didn't want to be the one that didn't have their coin with them that day.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things where you brought your coin with you every single place you go, everywhere you go.
Well, and I think that's an important piece to point out, because even if you did get criticism from that, the point of the coin was that it was important and that you always had it with you. And now that it's become, and you know, another version of that to be for when you needed help, the fact that you know everybody in that circle doesn't leave home without their coin, that's a big deal.
That's exactly right. It's absolutely, it's huge. I mean, you don't want to be going anywhere at all. And I can see my dog being laid out.
It's all good.
Just saying. Sorry.
It's the fun of live and being at home. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. You'll have to. So can you edit that out?
Not in the video, but that's okay. We can in the audio. Yeah.
All right. No, I was just asking my daughter to go and get my coin.
Well, don't let her, because I was just going to call you on it right now to be like, do you have your coin on you right this minute?
No. I've been working out the COVID. Yeah, there you go. That is awesome. So hey,
I win the challenge today. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what? It's I come home from work and I took obviously the clothes off and changed into my working clothes and get ready to go on start working on my honey-do list. And it's one of those things where I don't want it rattling around in my pocket when I'm doing electrical or doing whatever. So usually I do have my own coin in my pocket. You caught me, and I guess.
Yes. I finally get to beat you in a challenge. I've known you for a number of years, so this is a big day for me.
Yeah, there we go. See, there we go. I got it now.
Now you're with me. It's all good. Yeah. Okay, so now that we've established the importance of that, what do you hope this tool does? Like the kind of the point of, if I have one of these coins and I'm a first responder who wants to ask for help, what am I doing with this coin?
So basically how we built out the coin is we have two sides. We have, obviously, you know, we got the maple leaf side that you see here, and in behind the maple leaf is the word help. We built the coin. When you look at the maple leaf and you look at everything inside the maple leaf, it has a bunch of veins inside there. And inside the veins, that is for all the first responders that we know of. And when you go to our website, we actually list off a lot of the first responders. But if you can't ask somebody for help, if you can't call a helpline at that moment, but you need to talk to somebody, you can text a picture of it. I can put this down. If you and I are having coffee, Jody, I can put the maple leaf side down and I don't have to say a word. You'd look across the table at me with my coin and you would see that the maple leaf side is up. And what that means is I need to talk. I don't know how to start the conversation. I don't know what to do or what to say to start the conversation, but I know one thing: I need help. One of the challenges that we've actually been challenged on is give me the scientific proof behind it. Well, I can tell you right away that I've heard no less than three stories since we've started. And I mean, the stories have slowed down because we're not having the face-to-face interaction with the first responders since, obviously, Christmas time and when COVID came in. You'll have to pardon me if I start to pause, because when people come up to you and say something as humbling as what you've done is saved a life. I entered firefighting because there's times when I wanted and I only dreamt of bringing somebody out of a building a baby, whatever, you know, that all the storybook and fairy tales that firefighters hear. But when somebody comes up to you and tells you and thanks you and my partner, Chad, for starting Project All In and starting the movement of Project All In, and they say, I'm going to tell you a story, and they're crying, it's unbelievable. It does something that I never would have imagined or never would have thought of in a million years. And sometimes you go at a loss for words because you don't think that when you embark on a project, that actually was the end result or the goal or anything like that. We just wanted a tool for first responders. And we've heard it come true, and we've heard it being told that it's actually worked. And to that, we're very humbled. I know Chad and I can't believe that it actually worked. And I mean, it just goes to show you all the naysayers, everybody that said, it's a drinking game, you're tying it in. Well, when we first heard that first case come to us, or that first save come to us and said, hey, you guys did it, I ran upstairs, I found Chad, and I said, brother, we're done. We can shut the Project All In down. And I told him the story, and then he looked at me and he goes, Scully, we're just getting going. We're really, truly getting going. So it's pretty humbling, and it's something that, like I said, you never imagine, never think of in a million years. But it's one of those things where it's such a humbling opportunity to be part of this, and I'm so proud to have Chad Ginter, my brother, out of Canmore, to be part of this journey that we all began and we all started, and it was unbelievable.
Well, and I think it, at the end of the day, whether it's one or whatever the number ends up being of lives that you save or lives that you impact, one is enough.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's truly unbelievable. And I mean, we've heard of more than one. Yeah. And now, I mean, with 2,500 coins ready to go and getting ready to head out the door here shortly, it's going to be, you know, who knows what will happen next. With COVID-19 going on, the mental stress for first responders, nurses, doctors, EMS, police, fire, military is going to be unbelievable. And unfortunately, after this is all said and done, it's the wounds that we don't see. It's the trauma that we don't see. It's the lasting effects that the first responders are going to have to deal with. And this truly is going to be the test of the resiliency that we've built and that we're coming forward. And when we all need each other as brothers and sisters in first response, after COVID, you know, this rush has gone through, because this is when we're truly going to be needed to be there for each other.
Yeah. And in the space of having difficult conversations that aren't always easy to start, so here's a great tool to allow them to do that. How can people get one? How do we ensure that all of the first responders we know in our life have one of these coins? How does that work?
Well, in very, very short order, obviously, because we were sold out of coins, we're going to be putting opening up the website again here right away. And then the website is open, so you can go on and through PayPal, you can order a coin. And you can even get a hold of us if you're wanting more than one or two coins or three coins. You can actually email Chad, myself, or hello@projectallin. And thank you, Jody, and thank you, Limelight, for getting us kicked off, because we truly wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't actually for you guys as well. I know you and Mike were major instrumental in really getting us going and really kicking us off on the social media end. And lately it's been really tough for us to continue on because we've been so busy just with everything going on. But it's one of those things where we're thankful and grateful for those people, and we don't want to ever forget people that helped launch us. And you and Limelight were absolutely instrumental in launching us. So go to our website. You can check out our website. You can check out Twitter. You can check out Facebook. And there's going to be a lot of updates here shortly with us getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah, now that there's coins to be had. And I think, I mean, a lot of people, I think when it comes to being in the switch of how this has helped over the last year and a bit for people, but the switch into our current reality of why we're having a COVID conversation about this on the podcast, Scully, is just that people want to help those first responders and those healthcare heroes and all of the people that are these essential services right now, but you don't know really how. But how cool would it be if you could gift a first responder one of these coins and just say, this might be something that you need or you might not need, but it's always going to be a symbol of how important you are in our community. Like, that's unbelievable.
It truly is. And you actually nailed that as well. You know, the coins, their coins are not expensive. And Chad and I wanted to keep the price down for that reason. You know, we have it at $8 a coin right now. They will be going up to 10 as soon as we launch in the U.S. Just because we want to make it equal for the same price as it is in the U.S. So we will be moving up there. But right now they're at $8. They're super cheap, and it is a way to say thank you to the first responders and let the first responders of all types know that they're not alone. Like I said, over 10,000 of these coins are out there around the world in 9 different countries. And it truly is unbelievable, with who all has it and where they all are. So it is a way to say thank you. I'm not going to do a sales pitch. you kind of did one for us a little
I'll
bit.
I'll do it for you any day of the week, my friend. Yeah.
So it's one of those things where, no, we appreciate everything that's going on, and we are a nonprofit organization. We're a nonprofit registered in the province of Alberta and in Canada. So we truly aren't making a lot of money. We aren't making hardly any money at all at this. And the money that we are making, we were planning on this year, and we're going to see how the end of this year opens up, but we were planning on doing a flat water paddleboard camp, which I'd be taking the guys and first responders out to for a couple of days. And then Chad's going to be going out to the West Coast and hopefully doing a surfing camp out there. But with COVID kicking in, who knows what the rest of this year is going to look like. But I know in 2021, when we're back really full swing and everything is getting going, that's probably when we're going to be looking at really getting the surf camp and the paddleboard camp going for first responders. And that's a way to just give back for us to be able to teach first responders a new skill, teach first responders how to cope, and how to really network with other first responders, and don't be afraid to ask, don't be afraid to just put the coin down, and that's the other thing about it, is the other side of the coin, you know, and you actually showed it too there, the Buffalo side. This is the I just want to talk side. It's not urgent, but I just need to talk. And that's the beautiful thing about it, is by just putting those two out there, if you just want to talk to somebody and you just want to say hi, but I need you, text a picture of it, whomever it is just really, that's what we want to do, is have a tactical tool so that we can teach first responders that they have tools, and they also know that they're not alone at all by any stretch.
So I know that it's come and unfolded in ways that I'm not sure if you and Chad ever imagined it in your wildest dreams, which always makes for a story that warms people's hearts. But if you could paint the biggest picture right now of what happens next, or your ultimate dream goal of what this coin will do in our world? What does that look like for you?
I don't know. I'm just right now just overwhelmed, just even thinking of going from the 300 coins that Chad and I wanted to the 10,000 coins that we're about to send out the door. And then you asked me that question. Thanks for putting me on the spot.
You're welcome. I'm always here for you. Yeah.
Oh man, Jody. To go back to our mission statement, and our vision statement is really to have a tactical tool for all first responders. And when I mean all first responders, anybody that is dealing with emergencies, child services, RCMP, you know, nurses, doctors, counselors, to have the tool available so that nobody anymore has to complete suicide because they had nowhere to turn or nowhere to go. I guess that would kind of be ultimately. And I mean, I know our coin has been into Africa. I know our coin has been into Honduras. Our coin's over in Australia. So I guess that would kind of be, you know, a bit of a goal is just to really, really take that stigma away and eradicate that stigma of suicide and mental health surrounding suicide. That would probably be the biggest goal.
Yeah. I love that. And I love that even if someone isn't feeling that it's that serious, and I put that in quotations, or that far, or you're not feeling that upset, just any conversation where people are opening up to share with other people is amazing. And the impact that is going to have in this world will be immeasurable. But I'm so proud of you guys and this project, and it's really one of the coolest things.
Well, I remember sitting down with you and Mike and some of the first conversations that we had, and maybe, I don't know, maybe that was, I'm still naive with regards to the project. I still can't believe where we are, but you and Mike both said, in no uncertain terms, is how do you guys feel that you have, you know, potentially made a new currency? And I'm like, nah, no, we're just two firefighters that want to put a tactical tool, and we're tired of hearing of first responders completing suicide, and we just want to help. And we just thank everybody that has supported us. We thank, you know, Jody, for even you doing this podcast. It's amazing. It's a really cool journey. I would have never dreamt this journey was going to be like this and end up like this, going down where we are. I know it's definitely not over. So we're just very grateful for people and supporters of all types, and like yourself for helping us out.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I won't make you answer any more questions where you're going to feel emotional a little bit, but we'll circle back with you in the future. But honest to goodness, I'm going to do your shameless sales plug right now, because for $8, you can purchase the most beautiful coin and a currency that helps save lives to gift as a thank you to a first responder and a frontline person in our world for $8. Like, that is unfreaking believable. And the impact behind this beautiful little coin is immeasurable and amazing. And I hope people will go and visit your website and you're going to have to get more coins made, and we are going to keep this currency going in this world, because I know we, especially going through a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic, we had no idea how much we needed the people that we have. And every day, first responders like yourself are called upon for help. And I know the pressure of that when you're the one who needs the help also. And so we're going to help to try to alleviate that. And I think it's really cool. So thank you very much to you and Chad and your whole family who have been working so hard. Your daughter has done amazing things over the last several months with social media and working so hard. You guys are doing great things. So thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you, Jody. And I appreciate it. And I know Chad, if he was here today, obviously he's in Canmore working. He would say he thanks you very much for everything you guys, everything, all the support. We appreciate it very much. And let's eradicate the stigma around mental health and really let's move forward. And we know in months to come and in years to come, we're going to see the wave of a different wave of a different kind. And that's where we really need to support our first responders and everybody that's going through this right now in the pandemic. So we appreciate it. And thank you for everything you've done for us, Jody.
Okay, one last thing before I let you go, as we do in every single COVID conversation, we have to know what Scully's Corona confession is.
Oh, man. I'll tell you. Basically, my kids are home from school, and basically we have been experimenting with different university drinks, and a few times my officer has said, "Where's your adult?"
I'll just leave it. Spring break all the time at the Scully House. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there goes Louis right there in the background, and he's been part of it throughout it all as well. So it's been a little bit crazy, but definitely been a great time to have the kids home, because we have actually become closer and tighter as a family. But my confession is they've been definitely experimenting with different drinks.
Spring Break Scully. There we go. That's your new nickname. There we go. All right, and throw out your website one just real quick here before we let you go also, so people can go and check out more about Project All In.
You betcha. Project All In, so it's www.projectallin.ca. And thank you for everything. Appreciate it. Take care, and stay safe, Jody. Stay healthy.